You make a very interesting choice in that this book is written in the second person.
그래서 또 왜 너하고 당신을 쓰는지도 물어봤는데요.
이 책의 가장 중요한 부분이에요.
I think it's a very important part of the book and the point that I wanted to make.
엄마를 잃어버린
And so as I was writing the novel, what I wanted to do was show that each person had their own perspective as they went through the process of rediscovering their mother and the whole process of trying to figure out what role she played in their lives. And so when I used the second voice, I really wanted to illustrate that personal relationship between the mother and the character in those chapters. And I really reserved the first person voice just for the mother because, again, I felt that it was just her voice that I wanted to come across and her personal life in that chapter.
그것은 이제
Okay, so expanding on the previous answer, I used the first person for the mom because I feel like mothers really have little private life and little private time just for themselves. And a lot of the times in my observation, moms give so much to the other people. And so therefore, again, the second and the third person voices reserved for other people shows, to me at least, how... the mother always gives and she a part of herself to these people.
그것만이 작가로서 내가 이 세상의 엄마들에게 해줄 수 있는 헌사였어요.
And so to establish that personal relationship, that unique perspective for me, I really wanted to illustrate that personal relationship to the reader as well.
The simplicity of the plot is also its complexity, is that part of it?
I think that simplicity and complexity is actually reflective of the way that we perceive our moms at first. When we're growing up, we're very simple. We just assume that they're moms and we take them for granted. However, when we rethink our relationship with mom, who is she as a woman, as an individual, I think that also helps us understand that our mothers are complex as well. And so...
각자 얘기를 합니다. 그러므로서 사라진 엄마가 이렇게 완성되어
And the complexity 거죠. of the novel, I believe, comes from the fact that after the simple part, losing the mother, you have the daughter, you have the son, you have the father, the husband, and herself, the mom, reflecting on the whole incident. But it's that complicated emotions that come out, the different dynamics of the relationship that each of these people explore, that I believe adds complexity to the narrative.
자기 이야기를 할 때 또 다른 엄마가
The mom that the daughter sees is different from the mom that the brother sees, which is different from the wife and the mom that the husband and father sees. And the mom actually, the way she looks at herself is also very different from what other people perceive her to be. And so while the mother is literally missing, the discovery of who she is in the novel as they search for her literally is the point that I was trying to make.
If she had just fallen under the subway, mm-hmm. rather than gone missing from it. Mm-hmm. Do you think they learned more and understood more about what they had lost mm-hmm. because she disappeared rather than her just dying?
Okay.
그런 거는 정말 내가 대답할 수 있는 부분이 아니고 무슨 yeah. 어떻게 상상돼 본 적 없고요.
I purposely had it so that the mother went missing because it was significant in their process of trying to find her, but also that exploring. 그 전철에서 죽었으면 근데 이야기가 어떻게 다르게 나올 거예요.
이거 상상해보니까 okay. 내가 말할 필요가 있는 부분이 아니에요.
And so if she doesn't believe that it's... if the mother would have died, there would be no story to tell. Because again, it would just be an awkward closure. I mean, tragedy, yes, but...
계속되고 있다는 이야기예요.
And so because the mother
끝난 이야기가 아니에요.
is missing and they don't have that closure.
엄마가 it's 죽었다는 이야기가
continuing, 아닙니다. It's a continuing yeah. story of discovery. And if you look at the epilogue, it's been 9 months since they've lost her, but she's still reflecting, still discovering who her mom is.
생각해보자라는 질문이에요.
I wanted to compare...
어떻게 죽게 할 수가 있나요?
I wanted to compare the... Again, the missing, the literal missing of the mother, she's not physically there, to our, the way that we have to rediscover our mothers and just go searching for them in our hearts. And to have the mother die by getting hit by a subway or whatever circumstance, that wouldn't have accomplished that purpose. And there would be an awkward closure, again, tragedy, but no ongoing story.
작은 옷을 입고
And so, as I, by the time the reader finishes reading the book, what I want them to walk away with is that idea that a mom was also a child at one point and grew up and they have their own life, and the perhaps the first words that they learned also was, you know, mother. I wanted to, at the end of the book, to ask a question about moms and not and to spark that exploration in the readers and not necessarily just, you know, the answer whether the mom was found or not.
예, 엄마라는 말.
And again, so I just really want to emphasize that every mom is also a human being, an individual, and she wasn't just born a mom, but in fact, again, when she was born, the first words that she may have learned was, you know, just looking up at her mom and saying those words, mom, and she, or 엄마 in Korean.
그래서 잊어버리고 잃어버리기 전에 가장 소중한 존재를
before the people in our lives where they're missing or they leave us for whatever reason, I really wanted this book to encourage people to love the people in your lives while they're still there.
The book is Please Look After Mom. I've been speaking with the author Kyung Suk Shin, and Please Look After Mom is published by Random House of Canada.